Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now. So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Well, we just
money. I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both. At
well,
my
if you
university,
wanted all that
Northeastern
stuff,
university,
someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
She's in college, but she doesn't understand the question.
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now
other people are causing your catastrophe.
Owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
Right. Couldn't have anything to do with your choices, could it? Couldn't have anything to do with you not bothering to go to class. Couldn't have anything to do with you deciding to major in shit like Spanish. There's nothing wrong with speaking Spanish, okay, but that's not a major. That's why you work as a barista for 6 or 7 years, and then you finally get a job counseling high school students on what to go to college for, which is terrifying, which is why you don't send your children to public school. Well, hello there, friends and enemies. I am the Great One himself. That's true. I am brewing up some more hot tea. And we are doing the College Kid Cast. It's happening right here, right now.
So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave...
the country.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S.
There's always someone whose money I can take away from them to get what I want. I have a vagina. I can always get somebody else's money.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Absolutely.
Trying to reach me, I can't turn to the left or the right. I can't because I'm an anarchist. Does no good to turn to the left or the right. Because the left are all left, and the right is mostly cucks.
You think your friends, their parents, your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits?
Oh, this is my favorite part right here.
I come from an incredibly working class family.
Right.
And my family is already on numerous forms of government assistance and is basically
because you're not working.
By, you know, in order to get me through college.
Why are they sending you to college?
And I see a system around me where there's a population that's doing nothing to contribute to the progression of society.
Yes, you! When your looks are gone and you're alone. Wall hitting. How many nights you sit beside the phone? Staring at Instagram. What were the things you wanted for yourself? Attention! Teenage ambitions you'll remember. If I go outside, I might get killed like Molly Tibbetts.
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and Assyrians,
come on over.
Actually, I'm from Pennsylvania, so woohoo, we're still accepting refugees.
Yep. Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. Better listen to the man. She may have a fucking degree, but it's liberal arts. All boiled down, you're gonna find in the end. A bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So yep. You found you a hold it, you lie. If she has a liberal arts degree, you cannot make her a housewife.
Smoke weed every day.
Dude.
This is mine.
This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws.
That's right, man. Fuck those laws that keep us from killing you fucking third world mud people. Fuck those
Everyone
laws.
Everyone who doesn't think the way I do is
obviously
just a Nazi. We'll be screeching loudly, preaching, understanding while we punch some, Nazis.
I'm so edgy and punching Nazis. Remember, incels are the new Nazis.
I'm so freaking shameless, nameless in the crowd where I'll be acting like a Nazi.
So I sprint to the co-op.
Which is the only time in your life you've ever run based on how fat you are.
And I run back to the classroom. I'm sitting down in the front row. I text my friend who's in the class.
I'm in class texting.
I'm in the third row, and I turn around, and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you can count, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row, you're in the third row, that's not happening. And then I look around some more, and I'm like, I've never seen these people before. And like, okay, I haven't been to class in like a month.
Yeah, why would you go to class, right?
But still, like, I don't recognize them. And so I asked this girl, I'm like, this is RTF, right? This is like world cinema history. She's like, no, this is physics.
World cinema history.
Okay, then where's my exam?
I text my friend. This class has math
in it. And she's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in HOG.
And so she would know that because she's majoring in math
avoidance. And I run
sure
straight into a window.
Oh,
in front of all these people. So I screamed
and all those people enjoyed it.
And moved 2 feet to the left to an open door and went to HOG.
Of course I'm done. I don't care at all. Psychobabble up to me.
You know what's interesting about that last clip? I'm trying to remember if I did source material for this intro on the website. I found that, and of course, so the girl is doing this stuff and she's recording all of this. And by the way, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I cut anything out of that. So all the jump cutting in that last sequence, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it was. And the commentary underneath the video is just all of these beta males sucking up to her, thinking they're going to get laid, telling her things like, wow, that video is awesome. You should totally be a YouTuber. You're amazing. And just, I'm just like, what in the fuck is wrong with this, you people? It's this little bimbo college girl whining about how she wasn't smart enough to read the syllabus and know where the final actually takes place. Okay, I've been to college. The teachers, the professors usually tell you, you know, the final, our final is on this day at this time, and it's in this room, because they know, because the teachers, even though they're leftist pieces of shit, they're not completely stupid. They know that students don't read the syllabus. Of course, then again, the girl did admit she never goes to class, so maybe that's the reason. That actually explains it. I'm sure the teacher told everyone where the fucking final was at, but since the bimbo in question here didn't actually bother going to class, she wasn't there when the teacher told her, and since the bimbo didn't read the syllabus, because of course the syllabus is printed on, well, nowadays it's probably on the internet. However, everything on the internet is digital. Digital is just ones and zeros, and ones and zeros are math, and girls can't do math. Maybe that's the reason. Okay, let's get started. You may remember, or you may not, if this is the first time you've ever been to the Cynical Libertarian Society, it's the first podcast of mine you've ever heard, welcome. This is not a safe space. I am going to say many offensive things. In fact, I dare say I'm not going to say anything that isn't offensive. Drinking pomegranate green tea again. What was I talking about? God, it's like my college kid or something. I have no idea what's going on. You may remember a while back I don't remember what the podcast was, but I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I have that written on my notes to put the link in there so you can go back and find it if you missed it. I read a op-ed piece from a girl whose name I can't remember, but she's a cute redhead who's completely fucked up in her cute little redhead. And she was whining about religious people preaching on the plaza at CSU. And, yeah, I'm not even going down that path. Doesn't matter. We got too much to cover for me to go reminiscing. This is a letter to the editor regarding the op-ed piece that the little redhead wrote about being so offended that there is this Christian out there preaching Christianity. And of course, Christianity is all about hate and all this other shit. Yada, 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 yada. Remember, cuck fathers, this is the environment you are sending your children into when you send them to college. Dear readers, this is a response to CSU Needs to Protect Students from Hate Speech, published September 3rd, 2018. First of all, I appreciate CSU's policy on the free speech space. I think the only way we can ever really stop hate speech is by education, otherwise known as re-education and indoctrination. Notice that we have to stop hate speech. What is hate speech? Hate speech is, of course, anything you disagree with. And the idea that you should stop hate speech, the idea that speech you disagree with should be stopped, is totalitarianism. I think the only way we can ever really stop hate speech is by education, by starting a discussion, which is, of course, the last thing you want, because you don't have a discussion by preventing people from saying things you don't want to hear. This is an incredibly hard thing to do, and last week's controversy with Brother Jed and his followers proves that without a doubt. However, there were so many of us out on the plaza that day, standing in solidarity with each other, supporting one another, listening to one another's stories. Yes, and the reason you were all out there on the plaza, solidarity-ing each other and supporting each other, is because you weren't going to class and you weren't going to your job and you weren't going anywhere to study. You just had time to stand out there on the plaza and listen to someone saying words that by your own definition are hate speech because you don't have a reason to be alive. You know how much time I spend out in public places listening to left-wing protesters talk? Zero. Because I have shit to do. You know how much time I spend out in public listening to right-wing protesters talk? Zero. Because I have shit to do. Okay, if any of you people had a reason to be alive, you wouldn't have had time to stand there and fucking solidariate with each other. This is a beautiful thing. Be proud of that and proud of each other. And also have pride in the fact that you can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl, right? To those who were hurt and upset, do not ever let anyone make you feel less than you are. No, for those of you who are trannies or can't figure out if you're boys or girls and all this other shit, you do need to feel less than you are because you're not much. This is the whole, oh, don't let anyone, no one can make you feel anything anyhow. You control your emotions, not other people. You are loved. No, they are not. You are valued. No, they are not. And you do not have to validate who you are or how you live to anyone. Yes, they do. That's what gay pride and fucking Instagram whoring and the GLBT KKK fucking pedophile fucking organizations are. That all of this shit is about validating who these people are. Don't fucking sit here and tell me, because Brother Jed was attacking and his little minion chick who was with him. They were attacking, you know, the trannies and the homos and the gender freaks and all this other stuff. So yes, these people do need validation. Their entire fucking life is a search for validation. That's why they're constantly taking the fact that I'm a transsexual and shoving it down everyone's throat and forcing you to bake cakes for them. Because yes, they do need validation. They absolutely need validation. Know this, You are deserving of respect? No, you are not. You have to earn respect. Everyone has to earn respect. It does not matter if you are tranny or non-tranny, white or black, man or woman. Respect must be earned. You do not deserve it. No one, including the Great One, I do not deserve respect. There's no deserving respect ever, anywhere, under any circumstances. Respect must be earned. You are not fucking entitled to respect just because you're fucking, you have cell activity. You are deserving of respect. No, you are not. Honor. No, you are not. And courtesy. Oh, not really. When, you know, when women treat men like shit just because the men are out in public, when women make veiled threats at men who ask them if their dogs are nice and the women say only to me. Isn't it fascinating that these people who can't shut the fuck up about things like respect, honor, and courtesy never want to extend respect, honor, and courtesy to their, I say, opponents? Not even that. I mean, again, back to the women thing. Sitting, you know, the fact that women cannot even be bothered to extend respect, honor, and courtesy to men simply because the men are out in public places. And because the men are in public places, those men might be murderers. And thus the women treat them that way. Whereas deserving of respect, honor, and courtesy as much as anyone else. Well, but nobody deserves any of those things. They must all be earned. You don't understand this because you're a retard. Your life is yours and no one can take your power from you. Yes, they can. It's called the federal government. If any of you ever get jobs, you will do this thing called paying taxes. Now, of course, most of you will be on welfare for your entire lives, and I will pay taxes, and the government will take from me and give to you. But in theory, no, the government can take your life. The government can put you in a cage. The government can even kill you. Your life is not yours. Your life belongs to the government. I encourage you to be proud of who you are, unless you are white and you or a heterosexual man, heterosexual white man with a job, then you should feel shame and guilt. But if you can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl, or if you want to have your dick cut off and have a vagina surgically attached to you, then you should have pride. If you're a white man who works for a living, no, you're fucked up. I encourage you to be proud of who you are and to always strive to grow as a person. We are all different. Well, that sounds transphobic. This is one of the reasons I chose to go to this school. Diversity is what makes this world beautiful. And of course, that's why we want black men and white women to breed with each other so that we can breed out all the diversity. Once again, let's go through this. If you take Indian elephants and you take African elephants, okay? They're both elephants, but they're different, okay? If you take all the Indian elephants and the African elephants, that's your diversity. If you breed them together so that they all become a mishmash and now there's only one kind of elephant, you don't have diversity anymore, okay? When people say diversity, they mean the actual biological opposite of diversity. They mean getting everybody of every race to breed with each other so that there are no distinct gene pools of the human species anymore. That is not diversity. That is the elimination of diversity. These are low intelligence, low testosterone, low value people. And if Donald Trump was half the fucking man that all of you Trump supporters think he is, he would be putting these people in concentration camps. But he's not, because he is the Kuckenfuhrer. Diversity is what makes this world beautiful. And when you add diversity to proximity, you get war. Why did Germans put Jews in concentration camps? Because Germans and Jews were living in the same place. the Jews hadn't been in Germany, it would have been real hard for the Gestapo to round them up and put them in camps. I don't know why this is so hard to understand. You're victim blaming. No, I'm not victim blaming. And even if I am, I don't give a shit. I'm pointing out that the reason the German government could round up German Jews and put them in camps is because the Jews were in Germany. That's a fact. Okay, the German government did not go into Russia and get any Russian Jews and put them in German concentration camps. At least not until Germany invaded Russia. That was later, okay? That was when your messiah, Adolf Hitler, you know, really, I'm going to show everybody how really smart I am. I'm going to open a second front by invading Russia. You know, instead of winning the war in Europe first and then calming the fuck down, letting everything level out, and building back, and then maybe you could invade the Soviet Union. But oh, no, no, I'm Adolf Hitler. I'm so fucking awesome. The fucking 70 years from now, fucking losers in their mom's basements are going to be reading Mein Kampf and talking about how awesome I am. So I'm going to go ahead and invade Russia. Diversity is what makes this world beautiful and leads to lots of wars and exterminations of ethnic groups. We may come from every region of the world, be of every color, every belief, and when we stand together in solidarity, nothing will ever stop us. Actually, it will. Bullets will stop you. Actually, also, just turning off welfare will stop you. Because if there's no welfare, you would all starve to death because none of you can work for a living. I am writing this to empower each and every one of you to connect. Penelope Davis, she's a sophomore in international studies. Penelope wrote this letter to the editor of the Collegian to empower each and every one of you to connect. You're empowered now. Oh, yeah. And that's how they do it on the professional podcast. Right there, just like that. Penelope wrote in to empower each and every one of you. A community is when we all work together. No, you could put people in a labor camp and they will work together. That's not a community. That's not what a community is, sweetheart. We don't have to agree with each other on everything. No, actually, we do, sweetheart. Because if anyone disagrees with you, they're guilty of hate speech. You're going to silence them. You're going to ostracize them. You're going to try to get them fired from their jobs. You do have an expectation of people agreeing on everything. Once again, this complete lack of self-awareness that leftists and women, because leftists are essentially women, right? Women are children. Leftists are women. Leftists are children. None of you have self-awareness. None of you can see your own cognitive dissonance. None of you look in your rearview mirrors while you're driving because you have this expectation that the people around you are supposed to let you know they're there, that you have no responsibility to pay attention to your surroundings. We don't have to agree with each other on everything. We just have to support, care, and respect each other. Oh yeah, like you guys respect Trump voters. That kind of respect? Got it. To stand up for each other when people try to disempower us because no one has that right. Actually, they do. It's called the federal government. The federal government can disempower you anytime it wants. It can put you in a fucking cage. It can kill you. It can take your money. It can restrict your freedom. Once again, just the fucking, I mean, you could say theoretically, you know, I can sit here and argue, okay, theoretically, according to the zero aggression principle, nobody has, I'm trying not to use the word right, because if you've been here for a while, you know that there are no such thing as rights, and I hate using the word rights. I could say, okay, the zero aggression principle indicates that no one has, no one can use violence or force against me to force me to do something, and if they do that, I can defend myself. I can make that statement theoretically. Okay, but in reality, the government can come through my door right now and fucking kill me. And the person who shoots me will get a pay raise and a fucking award. So to sit here and say some shit like, you know, no one can disempower us because no one has that right. Yes, they do. You fucking little shits are delusional. I don't need to read this one. Just need to tell you about it. So on CSU campus, right by the plaza, where this evil Christian preacher was spewing his hate, is the Morgan Library. And right outside the Morgan Library is this building they built, which is called the Study Cube. Now, the Study Cube is a big square building with glass walls all around it, and it's I'm not sure how many floors it is. I want to say it's three floors. Now, I've never actually been in the Study Cube, but it's glass all around, and as far as I know, the interior, it's just chairs and tables. It's a study area, hence it's called the Study Cube, which I've talked about this, unlike my inability to talk right now, I have talked about the Study Cube to other people I know who work at and attend CSU, and we're all in agreement that the Study Cube is a terrible place to try to study because with all the glass around you, you can see out right there onto the plaza. How can you study when there's all this entertainment? Like, for example, preachers out there talking shit to trannies and homosexuals, right? I would be so distracted sitting in the Study Cube attempting to study. There would be no studying going on because it's prime people watching. And of course, the plaza is one of the prime people watching places on CSU campus. Well, anyway, the Study Cube had to be shut down because it was infested with bed bugs. And to bring in the bombs and the spray and the heat treatment and go through and disinfect the infected Study Cube. And speaking of infections, let's talk about college students. There'll be a link in the show notes to an episode I did on a related, well, on this very same topic a while back, that if you're new around here, you might want to go back and listen to that one. STDs. For those of you majoring in liberal arts, STD stands for sexually transmitted diseases or disease. And for those of you majoring in the liberal arts, because here, excuse me, here was the thrust of the episode I'm going to link to. Millennials have this thing, they like to come forth and say, oh, we're not a bunch of whores. We're not having a bunch of sex, right? Millennials like to try to float this thing that, oh, we're not whores and we're not loose and we're not having a lot of sex and we're just getting a bad rap, okay? And yet, sexually transmitted diseases among millennials are skyrocketing. And as I pointed out in the previous episode, you get sexually transmitted diseases from having sex. So if there's more sexually transmitted diseases among millennials than any other group, millennials must be having sex. Quite possibly, quite a bit of it. Because if you were all these fucking virgins that you claim to be, you wouldn't have so many STDs. It's one of those things, right? When somebody says something stupid, you have to think about, okay, what else would be true if what you just said was true? Right? For example, when people say, well, trannies are not mentally ill, well, what else would be true? Well, if trannies were not mentally ill, then the suicide rate among trannies would probably not be any higher than any other group of people. Yet trannies kill themselves an awful lot. If millennials don't have very much sex because they're all virginal and pure like the wind-driven snow, then there would not be much opportunity for sexually transmitted diseases to bounce around among millennials, now would it? Sexually transmitted diseases have reached national record-breaking numbers for the fourth consecutive year, according to an analysis by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. But health officials at Colorado State University attribute the increase of cases on campus to increased reporting. So you see, nationally, sexually transmitted diseases are at the highest ever, according to the Center for Disease Control. But you see, Colorado State University is an anomaly. See, that's not like the rest of the entire country. See, here, there's not really more cases of STDs. It's just that there's an increase in reporting. That's called hamster wheel. This is a great one. Isn't there an argument to be made that the increase in cancer cases isn't because there's more cancer, but it's because, number one, people live longer, and number two, more cancer is discovered in people because we have better detection methods to find the cancer, right? Isn't that exactly the same thing? If you're thinking that, I give you a fucking A for critical thinking, for questioning information. Let me explain to you why it's different. Cancer, in many of these cases, because yes, that is true. The reason cancer rates are going up is because people live longer and we can now detect cancer that could not previously be detected. So there used to be people would die, you'd have cancer, they never knew it because it didn't affect them. Because the effects of the cancer were not obvious because the person did not live long enough for the presence of the cancer to make itself known. Or the cancer was just such that it never made itself known. Okay? Here is the difference. Sexually transmitted diseases, they make themselves known instantly. Okay? When you piss and blood and fire comes out, it has nothing to do with how long you live. And there are no sexually transmitted diseases you don't notice. When you look at your dick or your vagina and there's open pus wounds on it, you notice that. It is not increased reporting. Nice try. 1.7 million cases of chlamydia reported to the CDC in 2017, with 45% of the cases among 15 to 24-year-old females. Generation Z, they're the saviors. By golly, they're more conservative and they're a bunch of virgins. Okay, 45% of chlamydia cases are in the group of 15 to 24-year-old females. That's not 45% of female cases. 45% of all chlamydia infections are among 15 to 24-year-old women's. No, of course you girls aren't whores. Of course you're not fucking everything. You got chlamydia from the toilet seat. Has this sunk in? 45% of cases of chlamydia in the nation of the United States are among 15 to 24 year old females, also known as sugar babies. If you're going to pay a high school, if you're going to pay a high school girl to have sex with you, then you're probably a teacher. If you're going to pay a college girl to have sex with you, make sure she gets tested. According to Dr. Sherry Warford, the clinical supervisor of the Women's and Gender Care Clinic, so she's not like a real doctor or anything like that, because if she was, she'd have a real job at a real hospital. The most commonly seen infection on campus is chlamydia, but gonorrhea has made its way around too. But it's difficult for the CSU Health Network to track whether the rates of STDs are rising due to an increase in testing, Dr. Weatherford said. Quote, we have seen an increase in that we feel, as soon as you start talking about feelings, we know that you are no longer in the realm of science. Quote, we have seen an increase in that we feel we're having more students test, so we're seeing more positive results, unquote, Dr. Warford said. Chlamydia became a reality for third-year student Anton. Anton said when he arrived back from winter break, he received a text from a former sexual partner that she had an STD. Quote, I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Because at some time I was like, is this something I can cure? Unquote, Anton said. Quote, at the time, I didn't really know what chlamydia was. Unquote, because I didn't know how to use Google, even though I'm the smartest generation ever. While Anton was able to receive treatment, he said he got chlamydia again a few months later. Now remember, the millennials are not having a lot of sex. This whole thing about hookup culture, this is totally made up by old people to make millennials look bad. Now this next quote from Anton, I don't know if he's joking or if he's serious. I don't know. He got chlamydia again a few months later. Quote, I think maybe someone that I hooked up with passed it to someone who passed it to someone who passed it to someone who passed it back to me, unquote, he said. But they're not having hookup culture is completely made up. Millennials are not just fucking anything that moves. All right, information from Center for Disease Control, 31% increase. Now, of course, let's do statistics. Let once again, if you're new around here, you'll know the great, or if you're new around here, you don't know anything other than the fact that I can't fucking talk. If you've been around here for a while, you know how the great one feels about statistics. If you're new around here, here's the short version. All statistics are lies in some way or another. You always have to look at the statistics and look for the way the information is being spun to present what somebody wants to present. Now, if you go back to the episode where I talk about STDs and you look at the data I have there, you will notice that I present the information on sexually transmitted diseases the way it should be presented, which is the number of cases per 1,000 people in each individual population, racial, gender group. Okay, so cases per 1,000. That would be the correct way to present this data. The data here is presented in the absolute wrong way because it masks certain things. Anyhow, let's present the data to you anyway. We have a 31% increase in reported chlamydia cases. Now, great one, why is this a bad thing? Okay, 31%, that's a 30% increase. So let's say you have three people with chlamydia. And the next year, you have four people with chlamydia. Well, that's a 33% increase. Okay, but if those four people are among a population of 7 billion, it's not a very big fucking deal. Okay, that's why percentages are not always the most useful way to present things, because percentages are used to make things either look scarier than they are or less scary than they are. Anyway, 2013, 1.8 million cases nationwide, chlamydia. 2017, 2.3 million. And those are solid numbers, but remember, you also have to do this. In 2013, 1.8 million out of a total population of what? And then 2017, 2.3 million out of a total population of how many people? Now, granted, population of the United States has not shifted all that much between 2013 and 2017, but still there is a shift. And so this is the sort of information that when you see statistics, you have to account for all of this stuff in your brain. You're welcome for the education. Normally I charge money for this, just like sex. Gonorrhea, 67% increase in gonorrhea. 2013, 333,000. 2017, 555,000. 76% increase in syphilis cases. 2013, 17,000. 2017, 30,000. And to hearken back to our opening piece, Maddie, that was her name, the little redhead who is offended by the preacher on the plaza. Maddie kept referring to the female preacher as the virgin and would never call her by name, which tells us that Maddie is a slut. But here's the thing, you know, the preacher girl, she may be a virgin, okay, but at least she doesn't have chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis. I would be willing to bet money that Maddie has one of these diseases, at least. I would love to get little Maddie and take her at gunpoint over to the women and gender fucking health place, whatever the fuck it's called in here, the women's and gender care clinic. I'd love to take Maddie over there and get her tested for venereal diseases. I would love to do that. I guarantee she's got one. Speaking of diseases, here is a unattractive fat girl named Kenya Wirtz. Does it tell us what she's majoring in? No, of course not. Acknowledging the stolen land we stand on. Now remember, when you cuck parents send your children to college, this is what you're sending them into. As we begin to welcome in new students at the start of the semester, Colorado State University has made it a practice of mentioning that our campus sits on stolen land during its opening ceremonies for students. So your cuck college is acknowledging to students, oh, look, the university you're attending is on stolen land. Now, there are many reasons why I think that leftists should be rounded up and exterminated. One of the biggest is that leftists love to whine about shit like this, but they always expect other people to solve it. Okay? You've been here for a while, you've heard this already. If you're new, prepare to be offended. When people say they care about homeless people, they are lying. Anyone who tells you I care about homeless people is a lying piece of shit who should be exterminated. Now, why do I say this? Why, great one, you just, hey, no, I am about to prove this to you. If every person who actually cared, who claims they care, who makes movement with their mouth and their tongue and their lips, and then passes air over their lyrics, right? And they make this noise about how I care about homeless people, something you will never hear me say, unless I'm talking about other people, unless I'm fucking quoting, third-personing, being sarcastic, being cynical. Because, hey, I've had people, I'm jumping ahead, I've had people who didn't have a place to live, I've had them sleep on my couch. If everyone who says, I'm talking under the microphone because I'm scratching my foot, if everyone who says they care about homeless people took a homeless person home with them, there would be no homeless people. You could eliminate homelessness in less than a week because it would take a little bit of time to find some of the homeless people, right? Because they're hiding out here and they're down under the bridge or whatever. But there's all these people who claim they care about homeless people. Well, if you took a homeless person home with you, right? Buy them some clothing. It's not that expensive. Help them get a job, you know, a razor and some soap, and you talk to them and become friends with them. Listen to their problems, help them work things out. But none of them do that. You know why? Because they don't give a flying fuck about homeless people. They say that to feel good, and then they expect other people to solve, to deal with homelessness. Because they want to claim they care about homeless people, but they do not want to have to do any actual work towards helping a homeless person become non-homeless. This is just like my friend Alice. Alice says, well, yeah, we stole this land from the Native Americans. Okay. Alice owns a house and owns the property on it. I've asked her dead up, said, if you actually believe that, why don't you give your house and your land to some Native Americans? If your land is stolen from Native Americans and you have so much guilt over this, you can give that land back to them any fucking time you want. Even though it's actually not your land, the government owns it. It really belongs to the government. You don't own your house. If you think you do, you're a fucking moron. If you try it, you think I'm wrong, don't pay your house taxes. Stop paying your property taxes. See how long you own your house and your property. But I ask her, how come you don't give your land back to the Indians? Oh, pissed her off so bad. She's used to it. She knows. We get in these discussions sometimes. So CSU is acknowledging that it is on stolen land. Okay? You can give that land back to the Indians any fucking time you want. Oh, that's right. You're just virtue signaling. You're just saying this shit in order to feel good and look good. You're not actually going to do anything. When I come to you and I say leftists should be exterminated, I'm not saying that to virtue signal. I say, well, great one, why aren't you fucking exterminating leftists? Well, because I don't have the resources to build a concentration camp. That was why I elected, I personally did this, by the way. It wasn't the Russians, it was me. Okay, you got me. I hacked the election. This is why I elected Donald Trump. was to build the concentration camps for me because I don't have the money and the resources to do it. Right, but if I have a piece of property which I stole from someone else, like if I stole this coffee mug from another person, I can give the coffee mug back to them. That is within my power. Hear this, fuck. So, and say, well, great one, the CSU, they can't give their campus back to the Indians. Well, sure they can. College campuses are almost irrelevant. Have you heard of the internet? Have you heard of YouTube? College campuses are goddamn nearly irrelevant. All right, well, that was the first paragraph. We got a long way to go. Since I started attending CSU in 2016, or 2 years of experience, I have heard this topic come up a lot more. That's only because you hang out with losers. If you spent time with people who actually had jobs and were majoring in STEM, you wouldn't be talking about shit like this. As a second-year resident assistant, so remember, this is the person who is there when your little freshman, I'm sorry, persons of freshness go to college, you cuck parents, when you send your little 18-year-old kids to college, and this is one of the people that gets a hold of them. As a second-year resident assistant, I have been to convocation. I don't know what that is. She's telling me. I have been to convocation, the welcoming ceremony for the incoming freshman class, 3 times. I attended as a freshman, a sophomore, and this year as a junior. For those of you who don't know that, anyway. I was glad convocation started by acknowledging that CSU is sitting on stolen land. I am proud of CSU for stating this out loud and welcoming our incoming class by acknowledging the history. But I do hope it does not end here. How about we acknowledge the history that white men have done everything? Can we acknowledge that history? Because if the Indians still owned this land, there would be no college, university there. You know what would be there? It's trees. Not that there's anything wrong with trees. I actually, you know what? I would prefer trees to Colorado State University. I happen to like trees. They're right up there with redheads and volleyball girls. It is important that CSU and the Fort Collins community continue to acknowledge this and continue to explore ways to show support and respect towards the history of this land and its people. But we're not going to show any support and respect towards the history of Europeans. Native American students make up the smallest percentage of our school's population. Yes, because they make up the smallest percentage of the population of the country. In May, two prospective Native American students had campus police called on them during a tour of the campus because another woman on the tour said she felt nervous about the students' presence on the tour. Now, this is interesting because I didn't actually talk about this on the podcast, but I read about it. I didn't think it was worth talking about. Now, having just done this whole thing where this stupid fucking, I'm sorry, bent of stupidity on Facebook talked about how when she sees men outdoors on the trail, she has to go the other way because those men are creepy, right? Here we go. What happened was there's a tour for prospective students and there were 2 kids there, Native Americans, and there was a white woman from North America who must never experience discomfort. She was on the tour. She called the police because the 2 Native American boys were creepy. Now, of course, had those 2 creepy boys been white, there would have been no problem. But in this case, the creepy boys were Native American. But once again, this is what you get when you live in a society where women can call the police on someone because the woman is having an emotional response to that person. This is what living in an SJW leftist society results in. And if the Fort Collins police, or I don't know if she called the Fort Collins police or the CSU police, I don't remember. Whichever entity it was, if the person taking the phone call had a ball sack, it was probably a woman. And that's the call probably went to a woman. The operator was probably a woman. And a woman says to another woman, oh, there's these creepy guys. I need to be protected from them, from men, because fish bicycle and I'm strong and independent. I can do anything a man could do, but I need a man to come protect me from these two creepy men. And so the other woman said, oh my God, hashtag me too. I'll send the boys right over to protect you, because that's what the police are. The police are professional beta males and they exist to protect us. And so the cops rushed over. Now, if this stupid bent of stupidity made the phone call, and let's say the great one was manning the phones at the police station. Great one pick up the phone and say, hello, this is the police station. She would say, I'm on CSU campus and there's these two creepy men. I'd say, okay. She said, well, they're really creepy and I don't think they should be here. I'd say, well, ma'am, what are you doing there on campus? She said, well, I'm part of a tour. Oh, like the prospective student tour. Well, yeah. Okay, well, I know that the prospective student tours take place during daylight, during daytime. And I have a window right here. And I'm looking outside and I can see that the sun is up. And so you are in daylight. It's daytime. Are you on CSU campus, ma'am? Well, yes, I am. So you're in a public area, which is open access to everybody. It's open borders, just like you want with the fucking United States. CSU campus has open borders. Oh, you fucking goddamn cunts. You can't shut the fuck up about your goddamn open borders. Oh, yeah, but then when Molly Tibbetts gets killed by a fucking third world brown motherfucker, oh, my God. Oh, you're open borders. Go fuck yourself, honey. So I say, all right, it's daylight outside. You're in a public place. You're out in the open, and these two creepy guys, can you tell me what law it is you think they're breaking? Can you tell me what they are doing that is illegal? And she would say, well, they're being creepy. I mean, okay, honey, that's not illegal. Can you tell me what they are doing that is illegal? What crime do you suspect they might be committing? And what evidence, even if circumstantial, do you have? And she would say, well, none. And then I would say, go fuck yourself and hang up. But you see, we don't have anybody working for the police department. If you're a police officer, you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. There's nobody working for the police departments that have balls anymore. You're all a bunch of fucking emasculated fucking pussy cucks. A woman says anything and you all go running. Oh my God, the woman saw a creeper. I better run over there and protect her because she might have sex with me. In the remaining time I have left at CSU, I want to see us as a community find ways of talking about the history of this land before it was a school and the measures that were taken to have it become a university we have today. Oh, you mean the part where the democratically elected government, because you can't shut the fuck about democracy, right? The democratically elected government took the land and made a university out of it? Many students are not aware that the land which the university is built on was the homeland to Native American tribes, where they hunted, built a community, and passed down traditions. Much like the land in the United States right now and other European countries which are being invaded by third world garbage, that is also land where people hunted, built community, and passed down traditions. You know, traditions like not raping eight-year-old boys, traditions like not throwing homosexuals off of rooftops, not that I disagree with that one, right? Traditions like allowing women to vote and drive, which I definitely disagree with. The land was once home to the Ute, Arapaho, Cheyenne, Lakota, Apache, and Comanche tribes. Really, this tiny little plot of land that houses CSU used to have 6 different Indian tribes living on it at the same time. See, no great one, they lived there at different times. Well, no, if they lived there at different times, that would mean that one tribe came and took the land from another tribe. Indian tribes would never take land from each other. Only heterosexual white men take land from other people. In the 1840s, settlers began making their way into Larimer County, and with them brought contagious diseases such as measles and cholera. Oh! Number one, I talked about this a while back. Tuberculosis in the United States is going up because people from third world countries are bringing tuberculosis here. Number two, speaking of bringing contagious diseases with you, 31% increase in chlamydia, 67% increase in gonorrhea, and 76% increase in syphilis. If there is anyone who is bringing infectious diseases with them, it would be the millennials, specifically females age 15 to 24. As the settlers moved in, roads were built. Roads! Roads! As the settlers moved in, roads were built, buffalo herds shrank, and settlers built homes on hunting grounds. In 1867, the Treaty of Medicine Lodge Creek took place when the tribe of who gives a fuck? It is important that the CSU community knows this and registers this fact. No, what's important is that CSU community knows and understands that everything around them, everything they have around them that's not trees and dirt, was built by white men, including all of the fucking tax and the subsidies that financed this fucking college. You know what? You want to fucking give the land back to the Indians and have guilt? How about CSU stops getting tax money? Then CSU could collapse and the Indians could have it back. You know, you have all this guilt about CSU being built on Indian land, but you don't have very much guilt about CSU only existing because you steal money who earn money by working for it via taxation. You don't have a lot of guilt over that, do you, you fucking stupid little bent? It is important that the CSU community knows this and registers this fact because it applies to CSU, Fort Collins, and the entirety of America. Now, remember, so America is evil because it was founded on stolen land, and white people stealing land from the Native Americans is how the country was founded, and that's bad. Now, of course, the country was also founded by immigration, but that's good. See, that's why we need more immigrants. So founding America by stealing land from Native Americans is bad, so we shouldn't have that. But founding America via immigrants coming here is good, so therefore we should have more immigrants coming all the time. If we use that logic, shouldn't all the things that were done in the past to found America, shouldn't we keep doing them? Like stealing land? Like slavery? Like not letting women vote or own property? I love how, see, once again, leftist has no moral compass and no consistency at all, just like women. Whatever is good for them in the moment, they view as being good. immigration is good because third worlders come here and they vote Democrat, plus they're really alpha male and white women want to fuck them. Okay, if the immigrants coming to the United States were primarily white men who vote Republican, you would not hear one fucking leftist talking about open borders. These people have no fucking moral compass. And that's why if they were rounded up and killed in concentration camps, it would not be murder. Because to murder, somebody has to be a human. These people are not humans. They do not have self-awareness. They do not have intelligence. They do not have the ability to overcome their cognitive dissonance. They do not have awareness of their surroundings. They do not have logic and critical thinking skills. They are not people. I have often heard comments such as, "It was a long time ago, let it go." Imagine being told to let go of something that massacred thousands of families and stripped away the land and traditions. Oh, you mean like when the United States invaded the Confederacy and murdered shit tons of people and burned cities? So you see, that we're supposed to let go of. If you're from the South, you're just supposed to let go of that whole thing where the North invaded your country, a separate country that seceded from the United States, massacred people, burned down cities. See, you're just supposed to let go of that. Because, well, you're white, you're a racist, you're just filled with hate, you're a Nazi, you're an incel. We, on the other hand, as leftist pieces of shit, we're going to sit around and we're going to let shit that happened 300 years ago be an excuse for us to hate white people and bring more third world brown people over here. See, once again, we can't let go of what happened in the past. Well, unless, of course, it's the war between the states. That you should let go of. Imagine being told the loss and pain that was inflicted on your community should just be let go. In a time where this country is polarized on issues of immigration and holds hostile attitudes towards non-white Americans, it is important to remember who this land belongs to. Who does this land belong to, sweetie? The country holds hostile attitudes towards non-white Americans. That's what it says, where this country is polarized on issues of immigration and says that this country holds hostile attitudes towards non-white Americans. I fucking wish. There has been an uproar on nativism and nationalism and what it means to be American, when the true Americans have been massacred and have limited resources. Yes, because they got invaded and they lost. And, as I've pointed out before, they were dumb enough to enter into treaties with the democratically elected government of the United States. People, they're a great one. I can't, you don't trust the government. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Well, I don't know. Let's ask some Native Americans how that fucking trusting the government worked out. It's one of those things. I don't hate Native America. I hate this stupid bitch because she's using Native Americans as a prop to further her agenda. I need to be clear about this. It's not the Native Americans that I dislike. The Native Americans are here. Sure, a bunch of guys showed up, took their land. There was battles. The Native Americans lost. Okay? They lost the battle. They agreed to the treaties, which they shouldn't have done. The government of the United States fucked them over. Go, oh my God, wait. A government fucked people over? Hold on. Like the only government in history that's ever fucked people over was the government of the United States, right? You know, the Soviet Union never fucked anybody over. Nazi Germany never fucked anybody over. Government of Vietnam never fucked anybody over. The government of Cambodia never fucked anybody over. Government of China certainly never fucked it. You know, no government has ever, who ever saw that coming? A government making agreements and treaties and then stabbing people in the back and breaking those agreements and treaties. Why, who could have ever guessed that would happen? Now, in their defense, the Native Americans didn't exactly have a lot of experience with organized government in the sense that they encountered when the Europeans came over, if I can talk. All right, totally legit. That's a point in their favor. But as hard as this may be for you to deal with, you stupid bitch, it is in the past. It did happen. There's nothing that can be done about it. Once again, if you want to give your land back to Indians, no one is stopping you. But you, once again, this stupid bitch, Kenya Wirtz, she doesn't give a flying fuck about Indians. She's using them as a tool. Right? It's like when both your atheist or your Christians send little 8-year-old children up there to talk about atheism or Christianity or whatever. Those kids have no idea what those kids are being used. Right? It's when people go, I'm for animal rights. You don't give a shit about animals. You're using the animals. Right? These people go, I'm anti-abortion. I'm pro-life. You don't give a flying fuck about these unborn children. You're using them as tools for your agenda. When these stupid whores talk about they care about homeless people, or they talk about fucking mud people from third world countries, you don't give a shit about those people. You're using them as tools for your leftist agenda. Having had my country, the Confederate States of America, invaded by the United States and people slaughtered and cities burned down, I completely understand where the Indians are coming from. I don't really have a problem with Indians taking things back and shooting whoever they have to shoot. It doesn't bother me that much. If it leads to the breakup of the federal government of the United States, I'm kind of okay with it. But I'm not going to sit here and also act like I care so much about the Indians, because I don't. Because if I did, I'd be doing something about it. Right? That's how we determine if somebody really cares about something. What do I care about? I care about doing this podcast, because that's what I am actually doing with my finite time right this moment. If there was something that I cared about more than learning how to fucking talk, right, if I cared about something else more than doing this podcast right now, I'd be doing that. All right, we got to finish this up, goddammit. Even if the removal of Native American tribes took place back in the late 1800s, the effects in contemporary times are still relevant. No, actually, they're not. It's time to get over it. You know, we can all sit around, we can whine about fucking Native Americans having their land taken, and we can whine about fucking slavery, and we can whine about losing the war between the states to the Union. Okay, but there's a time to get the fuck over it. This is another thing women can't do. They can't get, in addition to just not being able to go without garnishing attention all the fucking time, they can't just move the fuck on. Once again, those of you, if there's any virgin toes listening, you're going to have no idea what I'm talking about. Those of you who have actually had girlfriends, oh my God, you know this. She remembers some shit you said 7 fucking years ago. She remembers what you were wearing. She remembers what she was wearing. She remembers what was on the television in the background. She remembers what time of day it was. She remembers what color the carpet was. She remembers what her cat was doing at the time you said it. She remembers every fucking word. She remembers exactly how much money was in your pocket. And she will not let go of that moment. She will lay there on her deathbed and replay that in her mind and hate you because you told her, no, sweetie, it's not the dress that makes you look fat. It's the fat that makes you look fat, right? Women cannot let go of anything. Because they don't have a life. We men, we let go of shit. You know why we let go of shit? Because we have things to do. We're busy doing things like landing on the moon, putting automobiles in orbit, inventing electricity, building Tesla coils, right? We are doing shit. Many Native American communities report having up to 85% unemployment. I'm not really sure how that's my fault, sweetie. According to an article from the Bloomberg, less than 50% of Native students graduate high school. And as of 2011, there are over 120,000 Native homes that lacked access to water sanitation services. I'm not sneaking in their houses at night and eating their homework and breaking their water pipes. Again, so what you're saying is these are third world countries within the United States. I don't know why that's my fault, because I know they're getting large amounts of my tax money. I hope that the phrase, quote, "we are on stolen land," unquote, does not become a passive statement that will no longer have an effect. I also hope that our community will continue to try and to find a meaningful way to acknowledge the history of the land we are on and the people who were here and wrongfully removed before us. Or history could find a way to acknowledge that everything you have around you, including this newspaper, the paper it's written on, the computer you wrote it with, the electricity you used, the clothes you're wearing, that all of this was created by white men. Heterosexual white men with jobs, primarily. But then again, that doesn't really fit your narrative, does it? You know what does fit your narrative? My foot up your ass.